Come over here now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, I always have things pop into my mind as we are waiting to go on, and this is not a... I don't like to start the show with a negative, but I, if there's an outside chance that we could replace that Laurel and Hardy
the countdown music?
BS
oh, I love the crap. Circus music.
Of course you do.
It makes
and
me
I'm
smile.
Sure your brother does too, but I think it's garbage. I really it's like something you know, I
get
I,
ready for the clown show.
It's
Mike, I think I'll it'll grow on it. I think it'll grow on you.
No.
Like a fungus.
If it grows on me, it'll grow like a lesion.
Mike we do all our music by AI now so that we don't get it picked up by all the copyright stuff.
I agree. I understand how that works.
So what's fun is you get to type in a description of the type of music you want.
Mm-hmm.
What type of music would you like?
Oh, yeah.
How
what, are
you
your
describe
descript- what are your
what
descriptors?
What you want for that minute?
Oh, man. Well, the one that you had before that I never even noticed because I liked it was kind of suspenseful leading up to it.
Okay.
Intense.
You know, if you put suspenseful in, you're going to get something that's going to be really, really scary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I knew that was open. See, I got brains. Anyway, let me just.
Who said I'm dumb?
Who said I'm dumb? Why is that coming through in the. Hold on. Hello. I'm sorry. I apologize. We're having a bit of a day today. So, hello. It's still open. I'm trying to find it.
What, the other microphone?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. Hold on a second. I'll find it. How are they going to lose it?
What were the descriptors that you put in when you did the current clown music, Josh?
I believe I referenced a circus.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
You know what? I need a palate cleanser, and I think that I'm in the mood for some fermented tofu. Would you guys like to try a little fermented tofu?
Mike, you know, I've been thinking about going vegan. Yes. Yes.
Josh, I sent you some fermented tofu today. Let's take a look, shall we? Right. That'll be
let's
a nice
get
palate
cleanser. Official
whiff. Oh,
please.
Oh. Smell it. This guy is spectacular. The gagger.
It's 2 feet away from him and he's gagging.
That's what they do.
Stop it, no.
But it's like cheese that's been left in wine for quite a long time.
Wow.
Oh. All right, do you want to eat the chunk?
Come on, eat the chunk.
No.
Eat it. Eat that chunk. Eat that chunk.
Oh, God. He's holding it up to him.
Oh, it's a big bite, too.
This guy, I laughed. I think I watched this five times.
He went to camera B.
It's so sad.
Oh, it's soft.
These are two guys sitting in front of a table. Eating, trying to eat fermented tofu.
I'm crying.
Now the guy.
Have you had tofu when it's not fermented?
I don't know.
I'm about as ready as I can.
It's not good.
It's
at any point.
No.
You ready?
No.
Now they're eating it.
No.
That's not good. Not good at all.
His gag reflex may be the finest. If you want to know what amuses me, people, I'm sorry. I apologize for my small mind.
Wow.
That's what does it. That's what floats my boat. I can't help it.
I applaud the guy in the beard. Yeah. The guy in the beard is able to handle it.
Yeah, yeah, he is. But the other guy, it's just that there. I wish I could give him a plug. I wish I could give him a little plug because they deserve it. They deserve
it. It's Harden and Weaver, Mike, is the name of the show.
Jack Harden and John Weaver or whatever those are. Jackson Weaver and
Frank Harden.
Frank Harden, yes.
It did finally catch up with the beard guy.
Yeah,
no,
it did. Okay.
No,
yeah,
God.
It was nasty. Caught one more where they're doing something about snail vodka, which was another one that they were doing. So it was special. I like it.
I was gagging last night and this morning just like that.
Why?
Because my dog is sick and going around and vomiting, and then I have to clean it up.
Oh, no.
And it's the same gag reflex.
Now, if you waited, would the dog clean it up itself?
God, that's right, because they do that. Yeah,
But at Barry's Breed, Mike, that great video is reminiscent of an audio tape you play of a guy that gags and then runs into a garage door.
Yeah, Rob, if you can, if they send that to Rob and maybe he could isolate a couple of those. In need of an update, the garage guy. I think that's good as we move into
classic.
2026.
We'll use that for the anniversary shows.
Yeah, and, I'm going to just make an effort to, put a little more pressure on myself and, always bring you a little tidbit at the beginning of the show.
That.
There's so much out there each and every day, and so that might be a lot of fun.
And Mike, it's so nice to know so many nice people.
We were so many nice people out there. What a crowd. What a crowd.
Hey,
yeah. What a crowd. We were supposed to call Steve Bridges at KCJJ, our lone radio affiliate in Iowa. And can you call it an affiliate when it's your only radio station that you're on?
Yeah, he is affiliated with us. So that makes him an affiliate.
But due to some technical issues, we were not able to that. We're going to try to get him on later in the week. So.
Of all the Steve Bridges in the world, he is by far the Steve Bridgiest. When I replied, I sent him a note. I said, some technical difficulties. We'll call you tomorrow or the next day. His reply, two words, can't tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's him. That's him in a nutshell.
Well, you set it up with him for maybe Thursday. That might be a good idea that we do that. All right. Well, then it's time. It's time to finally address this serious issue that has been plaguing all of us at the Michael Mara Show. And that concerns our boy, Rob Spiewak. Rob Spiewak, who, if you remember when he was down... by the way, how is your father feeling lately? How is he recovering? Is he doing okay?
You're very kind to ask. He's feeling better, but he's being kicked out of his care center because they say he's not responding well to therapy, but the problem is they just don't know what they're doing with him. Remember, this is the place that let him fall out of bed twice.
Hold on. They're booting him because he's... Because the therapy they're giving him hasn't worked?
Pretty much. But what the problem is that this is a physical therapy and medical facility. But I think medical should maybe be in quotation marks.
Okay.
Because they've
this
not...
This is the place that allowed him to unrestrained fall out of bed twice.
And well, when we tried to make good on, try to figure out how to avoid it, they said we were not allowed by law to do that. So
is it that now they're saying he needs more help than they can provide?
They're saying that he's not responding well to therapy and he's not enthusiastic and applying himself. But the problem is...
But that's
apple doesn't
way.
Fall far from the tree, does it?
You're very sweet, Mike. Thank you. I have so much joy in my life, and now I can add that to it.
But no, you seriously are a man who's set in his ways, and your father's probably similar to you, I would imagine.
If something was standing between me and walking, I probably would exert some effort, don't you think?
I don't know. I could make an argument.
Okay,
anyway, go
how
ahead.
How about leaving the house?
Well, I mean, I can walk around the house, Josh. But they have not managed. My father has had type 1 diabetes since I was small, so like 50 years. And they are unable to manage.
Type 1's the kind you're born with, right?
Yeah, that's not like the kind you can diet and get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, after all, he's been there 4 or 5 weeks, maybe more. They've not been able to regulate his blood sugar. So a proper blood sugar is like maybe 120 to 180. And if it gets too low, you become... just, you know, you can't form a thought, you can't talk. But if it gets too high, you just feel like crap. you're mentally with it, but you can't do what you need to do.
So and do they so want to put him back in the hospital then?
They want us out. They didn't really provide any options. They just said, this is not appropriate for him. And the beauty of it is when he's waking up each day with blood sugar in the 400s, 500s, one day 600, which is almost...
Can that kill him?
Yes, that's like dig a hole when your blood sugar is 600.
Jeez, it's like the one thing this place can't handle is diabetes.
Right, and it's funny because there's a lot of people that have it. So they're kicking him out because of that, but they will never take blame for the fact that they can't manage his diabetes. You know, it's always something else. Like before Christmas, we had a long conference call with them, and they said, we're going to call, would it be okay... We asked them, would it be okay, could you call his endocrinologist and find out what's going on with the diabetes? And they said, sure. And that was the 23rd of December, and no word yet on that. So, I mean, this is,
I believe you also told me during this time that they do not allow his personal diabetes, his personal blood sugar measurement. They won't trust it.
There's
so
that.
They said, you could monitor it. And you could tell him when he needs to adjust.
Yeah, they don't test it often enough. And also, keep in mind, if you're waking up with that kind of blood sugar, you haven't eaten in 8 or 9 hours. There's something wrong with the process. So he has something, what is called a Dexcom, which is a little monitor that you put on your stomach. It pierces your stomach, and it constantly monitors your blood sugar and sends the results to your phone. And we said, could we use Dexcom to help track this? And they said, no, we can't do that. But if you want to put it in him and monitor it and then tell us when his sugar is off.
Is it already in him?
Yeah. Well, no, we had to put a new sensor in him this week. And so now the blood sugar is monitored by Kathy, his wife. And if it gets too high or too low, she gets an alert and has to call the nursing station to go help him. And if that's not the most
what do you do when it gets too high?
When it gets too high, you get insulin.
Okay.
And there's two kinds of insulin. There's fast-acting insulin, which will immediately bring it down, and then there's more of a gradual insulin that you take throughout the day.
And the insulin you take at night, which is insulin PM.
That's right. Insulin BM is what it is.
That's another product.
That's a morning thing.
Yeah, but he...
I may have picked a little of that up at the box store yesterday.
Oh, good for you.
Double pack.
Oh, wow. You're really enthusiastic. Yeah.
Didn't trust the Kirkland Miralax. I'm not messing around with
my health. I guarantee you, Mike, it's identical.
Yeah, not going to take the chance.
All right. You have your brands, for example.
Mm-hmm. I do. Sometimes I'm brand sensitive. That's one of the ones where, that's the old digestion. Why mess with what works?
Yeah, and you had the ketchup at your restaurant. What was it? House Blend?
House Recipe.
House Recipe. Now, that's
and
not
they, brand. They, which they also make breakfast syrups.
And your speaking maples?
Of syrup, so the BDs, the insulin is when it's too, when the blood sugar is like way too high and can kill you.
Right.
And then eating like a candy bar is when it gets too low.
When it gets too low. And any sugar will do. It could be glucose, sucrose, even lactose. Milk, a glass of milk is a great way to bring up your blood sugar.
Okay.
But they just can't seem to get a handle on it. And when we presented them with the solution, they still put it in our lap that we have to call them. And tell
who
them.
Is they?
They is the
they a person, they, a doctor, a
they is the
hospital
facility.
Administrator, the facility.
It's the whole facility, and we had like five people on.
You've been there, right? You've been to the joint
many times.
And not a fan.
I think it would be a great facility for you or I, where we get to stay in our room, and they bring us meals three times a day, and if we need anything, they do it. But if anything beyond that, I don't think they're capable.
If you need anything, they do it outside of, taking care of your health.
Yeah. I just don't think that... I mean, they've got doctors and nurses on staff, but they don't... The way a hospital is more medically focused and less therapy focused, this is the exact opposite. But if he's not feeling well enough, if he's literally too weak to do the therapy... Of course he's not going to respond to it. So get his blood sugar right.
Did you accidentally send him to a hospice? It sounds like they're just preparing him.
It's called palliative care, and I don't know what it means, but they give him lots of
food. Well, that was more than I bargained for.
Yeah, I'm sorry to bring a downer.
Make sure to not ask Rob.
Well, you ask, you get.
Father.
But I think he'll be transferring.
Show. Yes, go ahead.
He'll be transferring to another facility today or tomorrow.
Oh, so you found another joint.
Yeah, it's one that does not, on the surface, look as nice. And I don't know if you, how much time you spent in those sort of
Rob,
care facilities.
I know you binged Landman up until the most recent episode. You haven't watched it yet. You probably watched it tonight. Let me recommend something, all right? Mm-hmm. This is what I recommend for your dad. This would be perfect for your father.
Oh, no.
Give him the therapy that Sam Elliott gets in Landman.
I can only guess what it is. I will say nothing more.
I haven't had a chance to watch this episode yet.
Okay. Stop. What is that? Is that a new sound effect that you found?
That was just Squidward walking from, SpongeBob.
But you mentioned this yesterday, and then I got a couple messages from listeners about this. How would you describe this therapist in the new episode?
Mike, the therapist in town.
That has you such intrigued.
I would say what they captured with this therapist is sexy with a really good acting ability. So she is endearing and she is strong.
Who does she look like?
It's not the neighbor, is it? The one they brought over from the party?
I don't do a whole spoiler alert, but I will tell you, she probably resembles a younger Ellen Barkin, like a very young Ellen Barkin. Very, very similar to that. And it's just Taylor Sheridan, I know that there are people out there that will throw the sexism rap on him a little bit, and it's probably a little deserved. But at the same time, in 2026, in my humble opinion, we don't get just kind of male hetero content that's not over the top nudity or anything, but we get just a lot of eye candy. And that, for me, I don't think I'm speaking out of school when I say that's kind of fun. Yeah. I like the way he does it. Shows that do that all the time anymore.
If you were to go back 20, 30 years, what would be a good example of the way you like that eye candy stuff to work
with? Not
like a Baywatch. Because
Baywatch is the first thing that popped into my head, too.
Okay.
So, but no, it's just, he does it, Taylor Sheridan does it in such a way that, you know, he kind of knows what a dirty old man wants to look at. And I think that's good, good, naughty fun. It's not gross for
the ladies, he provides the sun.
The email, speaking of 20 years ago.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I mean, there's really not is there a good-looking man on the show?
I'm trying to think. They lost John Hamm. He was kind of a matinee idol.
The geologist looks trouble to me.
There you go. No, the geologist, there it is.
Yes, that's
there it is. The geologist fits the bill for that.
And that fox that shows up in the backyard once in a while.
You mean that the coyote? Fox.
The coyote. That's what it is.
The coyote, not a fox.
The message I got yesterday fits with your 20 years ago, because the message I got, it was email about the bonus show, and then it just said, as far as Landman, Mike likes the new character because it looks like a young Carla.
Oh, really?
I haven't given a watch yet.
I don't think so. I think Carla,
You have to own it if that's the case, because I remember one of the most unsettling moments ever in the history of us working together was when we, on the Don and Mike show, sent Wendell Hall to the Bunny Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And when we came back to get his recap, and he said, you know, I didn't realize it at the time, but the lady that I was with looked incredibly like Carrie Spiewak.
Yeah.
And I said, That ruined it for everybody. Yeah. So, if you have a type that
By the way, you're making assumptions even with this line of discussion here about the show. Don't try to do that. Don't try to second guess. I'm not talking about what you think I'm talking about. As a matter of fact, there is a sweetness level to it that I found endearing as well. Neither one of you have seen it.
No, I will see it
tonight.
I thought
it was one of my favorite episodes. It really was.
I tuned in last night. I'm like six episodes behind, so I had a lot of
outside of the fact that Demi Moore was a little scary. There is a scene with Demi Moore where she gets upset, and it just freaked me out a little bit. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Last week I was watching The Landman, the episode before
The Landman,
and it was a little. it was a little slow of an episode, focused way more on the romance, and I guess I was watching it, and I guess I dozed off for a little bit, and I wake up, and Sylvester Stallone is on there on TV pushing some guy on a bar for some money, and I thought, they brought him into this show? I got all excited.
Oh, it
and
just
found
played
out.
Ahead, yeah.
Tulsa King started, yeah. And I didn't know.
Demi Moore. Last night was getting it. I remembered what you said about her, and I've liked her since she was, you know, a kid. She's my age, so, I mean, she was sort of a heartthrob when I was a teenager. And I was looking at her in the scene where she and the recently...
Don't make it creepy.
It's not creepy. The recently inflated Andy Garcia were at the rodeo, and I got
what
a good
What do you mean?
Look.
Like he got fat?
His face is just bigger.
No. He's fantastic.
Well,
in that
he's great, but I was looking at them, and I think he has been altered, even though it was by way of nature. He's been altered more than Demi Moore.
Well, no, I don't know if he's as big as you think he is. He's just gotten older. His face is filled out a little bit, and he's gotten a little older. But he is, he conveys that. Andy Garcia
he's a scary character.
One of my faves. Absolutely
and
one of my favorites.
Also, I feel I should retract what I said yesterday about Sam Elliott. Because after spending good four episodes with Sam Elliott's character last night, he is so effortlessly perfect in that role.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's great.
No the writing is great.
He's so
good. I don't know how we got off on a tangent here, but fortunately, we have enough time to delve into what I referred to as the great Spiewak caper.
Yes.
If you remember when Rob's dad was in the hospital and Rob was down there every other day, bringing in different... Well, every day, actually.
Every day,
when he was visiting, he would come to the show with something that he had lifted from the hospital. And it started out, really kind of mellow. It was not that big a deal.
The first item was the dome that they put over the dishes when they serve your food.
Which was, who cares about that, right? Who's going to use that?
With no one's going to die if the food's cold.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
And then it was a few items that, don't stand out.
Gloves.
But we got more and more elaborate. And then I think really the largest item and the most unusual item was the pill crusher.
The Silent Night, Mike.
The Silent Night pill crusher. Does that crush or does it have pills or does it do both?
It crushes. What happens, Mike, is you lift it, and I've done some research, as you'll know in a moment. There's a little bag that goes in this compartment.
Did you order the bag?
I did not. And then you crush it, and the pills crush into the bag, so it's not messy. There's no waste. It is really the Cadillac of pill crushers. Medline's Silent Night.
I believe this is the last thing you stole.
Yeah.
And this is when it kind of rubbed everyone a little weird.
Yeah, it was really sort of a daring caper. And before we get into exactly what went down, I would like to say this, just as groundwork. I've done a lot of things in my life. I'm getting older, and not a lot of them have been smart. In fact, some of them have been right stupid. And this was a stupid lift.
I've worked with you for 35 years. I completely agree.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and it also falls completely into the category of the people who steal just because they're bored.
Let me just say this. They don't need this is multiple layers of this.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get to the crime first, and then we're going to have a discussion about it because Rob might be very surprised at what I have to say about this. But I'm going to say first that Rob, we're floating around, and then I don't know who hit me to the fact. It might have been Carla.
Carla was the one that notified me.
She notified you, but I don't know who notified us or whether somebody.
It started as a discussion on the other group.
It was the nasty group.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, we were hip to it because I didn't know that our old babysitter, when I say old babysitter, Michael hasn't needed a babysitter in a while, but Carmen, our buddy, who raised Michael with us,
yes,
gets on that forum. What, Carmen, why you're there, I don't know. I don't
to
know why you need that negative.
Yeah, should I keep associating with this disc jockey?
Carmen, what are you doing? But Carmen sends an email to us about about you might want to talk to Rob because he is getting brutally savaged on the hate page, Mike, the TMOS hate page.
A day and a half or 2 days later, I got an email, basically anonymous, from a guy named, it just says it's from a guy named Mike, and he actually gave the quote from the from that page if you want to hear it.
Okay.
Because I'm not a member of the page, but he said. All right,
well, before you do that, somebody, our babysitter, let us know that apparently Rob was on Facebook Marketplace and he was selling the Pill Crusher for $60.
I think Rob's been selling his entire basement.
There's a lot of items. Yeah, there's a lot of things up for sale.
But there's different. There's a difference between selling stuff you have and selling stuff you stole.
Yes,
and I get that. But apparently, and then I'll get. As I said, it's multiple layers.
Yeah, like an onion.
The second layer is that. I don't know if I want to say this first because this
all
is
right.
I don't want to pile on right now, but we become hip to it. I said you better let Rob know, and I'm kind of shaking my head, going, "Oh God, what's that? What happened? Oh, did my hand just cause the
you caused it to zoom in on you? It was real dramatic.
Oh yeah. My God, what's
but
going on?
I got
here?
The same. I got messages from people on that group as well that know we're not on that group and said, "Hey, people are threatening to call the police on Rob over the Pill Crusher."
Right.
The police.
And I honestly just ignored all the messages.
Yeah, well, like, whatever. I didn't.
Those people,
I didn't
all those people do is hate. And
Okay, that's the other layer that I wanted to say. We're approaching, this all goes down when we're approaching the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
And yes. The people that dwell on
our
these
best
sites
listeners.
Are, they are usually, during the holidays, they're probably more bitter than normal, because if they are taking their time to to savage this show and kick us in the balls,
right?
I can't imagine. I mean, it's got to be kind of a sad existence to do that. You know,
we're always lonely. We've always said it, Mike, is that when we were taking calls, the saddest and most outwardly angry calls were Fridays. Because people knew that the weekend was coming up and they had nothing to do with their life. Well, the holidays is the Friday of the year. And they get super sad when the holidays come up because they're unloved.
There's a lot of hate. And, by the way, when you have a syndicated radio program where you behave in a controversial way and you have a lot of opinions and you rant and you rave and over the years, you're going to turn people off all the time.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. And then the people that, that you piss off, some of them come back. Some of them bail on you completely, and then some of them decide they have an axe to grind, and they're going to linger, and they're going to do it for a really long time. So that's what I wanted to say about that. With that said,
yes,
I certainly did not like the idea of taking what you had lifted from the hospital and selling it, and we'll get to you in a second, but I will also
say that
as far as material for the show, right after I was like, I hope he does the right thing here, I didn't tell him to. I didn't really tell. Did I tell? I didn't.
No.
I said something.
You said to me was, did you realize what was going on? I said, I just found out, and I took the action I did. It had already been taken by the time we spoke. So
yeah, the thing about Rob.
Cut it to $50.
Listeners should be aware of the Rob you get on the show. 99% of the time with his personal life and his stories are very bland, very kind of vanilla, not really Rob going nuts. You're not going to have a Rob come in with a story that, he got into a bar fight. You're going to get a very kind of, I was at Costco. I recorded the lady who was selling samples. It's a very, the real life Rob is a Rob that is, how shall I say it? someone who gets a great deal of joy out of analyzing other people, judging other people, bitching about other people, sharing his hatred of other people with his wife Carrie, who is just as hateful as Rob is.
Probably that's what brought us and kept us together all these years.
That's what it is. Yes.
That's why they love amusement parks. It's not for the rides.
You know what?
People watching.
It's part of it. It's absolutely part of it.
Gets
it's
you
the
through
best
it.
People watching.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. You love it, so you love going on the rides too. But that's the. And by the way, when I get a chance to take a trip to the real Rob side, it doesn't happen as often as I'd like, and I love it when we have an opportunity to do this. So this to me is the ABCs of Rob. And when Rob wants to say F you to somebody without saying F you to somebody. And Carla, I don't know what the text message was. That I don't remember what it was that she sent you, but it was something like, they're giving you a real hard time on the non-fan page.
It's something that Carla does that I actually love. Carla won't text me. She'll send me a voice memo. So I get to hear her voice as in the form of a text. So there's no written thing. You don't like that? I like when she does that.
Okay, I wasn't aware that she did it that way. I thought it was actually a different way. No. But so she said she hips you to it.
Right.
And Rob, as opposed to responding, because now he's been caught, Josh. He's been caught in his caper.
This is Mike's analysis, yes.
He puts a heart emoji. Like, thanks, Carla. I really love the fact that you're calling me out on this. And he, in his mind, I get more from Rob's love emojis than anybody else because I interpret them. And I'm like, well, that's him not addressing it for us in any way, shape, or form. That's saying, oh, great. Look what I got.
Incorrect. The love emoji is cluing me in on something that I should know about.
Well, I don't know about that. I think you're lying through your goddamn teeth right now. Absolutely.
The text that Mike sent to the group on December 23rd.
Mm-hmm, that's before Christmas.
Yes. Rob, did you deal with that pill crusher crap?
Yeah, that's because I finally...
And Rob's
because
response...
Rob will never give you the satisfaction of letting you know that he's dealing with something, because you have to pry it out of him because it's a negative and he doesn't want to go anywhere near a negative.
And I'm assuming that this is after Carla has already texted you about it.
Right. Yeah.
Because
and I finally
Rob's response is, I haven't heard a word, and I'm not in that group, so standing by. As if he doesn't know what's going on.
So after all that time, he hasn't addressed it, and he hasn't dealt with it. I didn't. What did I follow up with that?
Okay.
Because at this point, I throw my hands up. I'm like, what the F?
What the F, dummy?
You got to deal with this. You got to take it down. It's reflecting badly on all of us.
You said your call how to handle it. Put on there that all proceeds go to charity.
I mean, it was just...
You also said, just remember, when you're busted, you don't know me.
Yeah.
It's not associated with the show.
Yeah. Because you didn't deal with it.
Well, here's
what... You did what you always do. You just sort of thought it would... You'd be quiet and it would fade away. That's what you thought.
I did take it down.
Not at the beginning.
Not at the beginning. No. That's right. Because, Mike,
right after this.
What had to sink into me is
hey,
that,
Rob, you're grounded. That's funny. funny, Chris Arnold. I like that one.
The thing that stuck in my head is that in my miswired brain, I didn't see the connection between selling something, which is something I love to do, and stealing something, which is something that I have done, and at that point I love to do.
Let me see if I can explain it to you. Selling something that you have taken without anybody's permission is really fencing.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's
it's
what it is.
Something.
And
that's
when the connection was made.
Why people steal tools, not to build a house, but to sell them.
Mike, the original post from the website, I'm sorry, the Facebook page that none of us are a member of, reads, it was all fun and games and full of laughs weeks ago on Kleptomaniac Corner, and now you have the nerve to sell a, all capital letters, stolen pill crusher from the hospital your father was at when he had fallen ill. That is wild that you are on Facebook Marketplace selling stolen items from the hospital that your ailing father was getting medical attention from. So tell me, were you that distraught when you were stealing items daily or only visiting? Bit of shtick? a bit. You guys can S on me all you want, and that's fine, but I'm sure not stealing stuff from a hospital for financial gain. So this guy is...
So he was okay with the comedy.
Yeah, he liked the
comedy. Financial gain is what bothered him.
But also, he is trying to say that I'm doing this somehow at the expense of my father. And that's not true.
No,
I mean, I was there anyway. And yes, I was dealing with my father. My father was very ill. And I could say that my mind was altered in a way that it was. I was not thinking like myself because I was in a hard moment. But you know what? Oh.
Hey, thank you very much, Wallpecker. We appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. We want to say thank you for the $20 super chat for Bob's physical therapy.
That'll be a tip truly, for the therapist.
And since we can't list the Pill Crusher on Facebook anymore, it's for sale right here.
No, stop it.
No, we are
stop
not doing
it.
No, Rob's going to take it back to Miami and slip it in with
I will be notice. Going back to Miami likely later this month, and yes, I will return the Pill Crusher.
Thank you. I appreciate. But the thing that drives me nuts, and you know this, is when you go, no one goes silent like you go silent when there's trouble afoot. You go silent, and it's maddening because
you
don't deal with things.
Crazy. I am a product of a broken home.
Here we go. Always.
And you try to avoid conflict. You try to avoid controversy. I did not make the connection between selling stolen items and selling items that were legally acquired. And you know what? Now I have. And that's good. That's a lesson. This was a learning moment.
Right.
And I will not do this again. But also, you know what? It was, to me, two separate events. And I did not make the connection. And to anyone I offended and to the medical people of this world.
Yeah.
I extend my apologies.
The apology.
Most sincere.
Any more stolen goods on that Facebook marketplace of yours?
Absolutely not.
Mm.
And so I think it's assumed half the stuff on Facebook marketplace is
would
stolen.
It be
I would
accurate.
Think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would it be accurate from the time Carla let you know about this?
Yeah.
Until the time you actually took it physically down off the, you took it down digitally. How many days had passed?
Mike, are you familiar with the song, The 12 Days of Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. Grudgingly would be the word that you
finally did. No, you know what? Once it was explained to me that I was fencing, I it was not grudging.
Josh, how do I turn off the AI human tracking that is screwing my camera up today? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, it's a checkbox in that same camera software.
Now, okay. Is that just following his face today, or will that follow him throughout the day?
I've got AI human tracking, AI mode. Maybe that's what I turn off. Hand tracking. That's what it's doing. It's hand tracking.
It's doing the hand tracking.
Oh, I'm not going to upwear any firmware.
Do this to move in and out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm with
Mine's
you.
I'll just keep my hands
Leave
down.
It. We'll deal with it later.
Rob, I hope you've learned your lesson.
Mike, I have learned my lesson. Mm. And after these messages, we'll find out what happened to our culprit.
That's awesome.
But I love the fact, you know what? I would never have known about it if the listeners, and more importantly, Carla and you hadn't let me know about it. So thank you.
Are you giving that listener who sent that email credit?
It's listener Mike.
But he sent that January 4th.
Oh,
he sent that 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
But that was the first
one that you read? I would read some of the ones that were sent when you got caught.
Well, Mike, I don't have them because I don't have access to them. This was this guy was actually, he was nice. He was looking out for us in the program.
Okay. All right,
so,
thanks.
You know what? I think
it's
everyone,
a lovely story, and you tell
everyone
it so well.
Deserves credit except me.
Thank
so what
you.
Are there, 300 million people in America? This is 299,999,999 people that really helped write this situation.
And it's interesting because that number also coincides with the number of boneheaded moves you've made in your life.
In the history of my life, I can name three good things I did. I had two kids and I married Carrie. That's
wonderful.
It.
All right,
that's it. That's the only good things I've done.
We got news coming up here. I do want to remind everybody that it seems like lately everyone is trying to clean up their habits. Good commercial.
It's a good segue. It's a natural segue. Like,
honestly, having one less drink has never felt easier for him. He wrote this, folks. I didn't. Instead of pouring a cocktail, Rob has been reaching for Sol's out of office drinks.
This is true.
Soul makes feeling good simple. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing so it can prevent Rob from abusing the product.
Stop it.
Clean ingredients and formulations designed for predictable feel-good effects. Like, if you get depressed because people are savaging you on a website because you stole a pill crusher.
None of these things are in the copy. I don't know Soul, where you're getting it.
Soul is the alcohol alternative that puts you in control of your mood, and their best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz from a 1.5 milligram microdose for a gentle lift to 15 milligrams for a deeper, more elevated experience, which Rob has.
Yes.
Josh is a gummy guy as well. He knows the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next day regret of alcohol. He uses it. He uses it, especially when he's splicing a fiber optic cable. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your
These
day.
These wires don't touch.
Mike's going to try it so he stops crying about his financial situation. It seems to be worse than Mickey Rourke's. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. It's all about Soul. Hit it, boys.
Oh, yes.
I'd give you a clue with my hand, but it would mess up with the camera.
I know, because you have hand AI action.
How about we go with the clear today?
Oh, you like the cream or the clear?
Cream or the clear. I mentioned Mickey Rourke. He is speaking out after a $100,000 GoFundMe campaign.
He actually tried to buy my pill crusher.
He did. No, he can't buy anything right now.
No, that was the problem.
He's dealing with some issues of his own. They put a GoFundMe together on his behalf to help prevent him from being evicted. Last month, the 73-year-old actor and former wrestler was served a notice to pay the $59,100 in back rent he allegedly owes or vacate his Los Angeles property within 3 days.
The crowdfunding. How do you think his property is in Los Angeles? Do you think it's a glowing, beautiful place? Or do
I
you
know.
Think it's an apartment,
because
or?
We had a chihuahua. I know he's surrounded by his dear chihuahuas, but you know, he's a quirky who's blowing me up now? It's gonna follow me again. God damn it.
Do you think that something is found on the carpet that needs to be cleaned up, they have to figure out, is that chihuahua or is that Mickey?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't look behind his couch.
No, please don't. Please don't.
So, let me see. He was served notice to pay that money. The crowdfunding drive started to help cover immediate housing-related expenses for Mickey and prevent him from losing his home. In a video shared to his Instagram profile on Monday, on January 5th, that was yesterday, Rourke addressed the campaign and claimed he had no knowledge of it. He said he was...
You're playing with it, Mike. Don't be a gamester.
He said he was frustrated and confused and didn't understand why someone created a GoFundMe campaign on his behalf, though he urged his supporters not to donate to the campaign, and he said he plans to speak to his lawyer about it. The drive
That's
has raised
a good
more
gig
than
to be Mickey Rourke's lawyer.
The drive has raised more than $95,000 of its goal as of Monday evening. So obviously he was embarrassed by it.
Here's what I know is that he's so fine, and he's so fine he blows my mind.
Hey Mickey. the Stranger Things series finale. I'm so sick of Stranger Things.
Me too. Three
seasons. But it's
getting
buzz.
Everyone is.
When my 12-year-old starts talking about it, it's still out there. It's still very much top of mind. The finale of the series aired on New Year's Eve. Or did it? There's a theory going viral that episode 8 was a fake out and the real finale airs tomorrow. That's what they're saying. They call it the conformity gate theory, and basically it suggests that Vecna won the final battle. I do not know.
I don't watch
things.
It, but I saw this story. To me, it just sounds like people who didn't like the finale, so they're like, "Oh,
they
that's
want
not
more.
The end."
I stopped watching when Finn Wilford turned 60. That's when I stopped watching it.
Fans think, is he the toothless kid?
No, he's the taller, handsome kid, I guess you call him.
Fans think they've spotted Easter eggs in the epilogue to support this. For example, all the students at the graduation have their hands clasped, which is what Henry would do.
Henry.
There's also a What's It board game in the background, and Mr. What's It is what the kids he kidnapped would call him.
We don't know anything about this.
I don't know anything about Stranger Things.
I am still waiting for the real finale to Seinfeld.
Well, you got it on Curb Your Enthusiasm. They did a whole season based on it.
That's true. Yeah.
As for why fans think this is happening tomorrow, it's because Netflix shared a teaser for upcoming projects on Christmas Day. It's captioned, quote, "Your future is on the way. What next, January 7th, 2026? I don't know if they're playing those kind of games.
I think there should be a new series, and it's called Even Stranger Things.
I think Netflix and all of these streaming services are, in a certain way, like radio stations used to be, and they have promotional departments.
Of course.
And these promotional people probably get all, you know, excited about doing crap like this to their fans. Yes, go ahead.
Stranger Things did this thing building up to the finale where they did two episodes on Christmas Day, two on Thanksgiving, two on New Year's Eve. So January 7th is Orthodox Christmas. So that's why they're saying they're going to stick with the holidays.
I will give them credit for one promotion I saw over the holidays when they were talking about Stranger Things, and they had people dressed in Stranger Things garb at one of the football games that was on Netflix, and they were all in the top tier of the stadium, and that was the excuse for them to talk about it. But what made me laugh, and I'm sure it was scripted, is the play-by-play guy said, "Look at them, they're up there in the nosebleeds." And that's what happens to the girl when she gets into
Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown has nosebleeds, and the nosebleed joke was pretty good.
Well, a lot of people are saying this is a stretch and wishful thinking, so in case you get let down tomorrow, there is a confirmed Stranger Things documentary on the way. I mean, the passwords are overrated.
Have you been to Target? There's an entire aisle or two now dedicated to Stranger Things, leading up to Christmas.
They took out all the pill crushers because it's all Stranger Things.
The documentary is called One Last Adventure, The Making of Stranger Things 5, and it premieres, it premiered last night or next Monday. I don't know. I don't care.
Next Monday, because I was on Netflix last night and I didn't see the stuff.
That show needs Sam Elliott. I just don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
I'm going to pull your mustache, Sam.
Yeah, pull the hairs out one by one.
Oh, ouch.
One by one. Pull them out of there. I got to get my Sam out. The world's oldest Twinkie is turning 50 this year. A chemistry teacher in Blue Hill, Maine. Blue Hill, I know where about. That's up near where I live up there.
Oh, is it?
Yes, Blue Hill. Beautiful old town. Blue Hill. Oh, my God. Blue Hill, great place. His name is Roger Bonatti. He opened it as an experiment for his class all the way back in 1976. It's lived at the school ever since. I love this story. Because Blue Hill, it says here, because it does this for you on these stories once in a while, about 30 miles south of Bangor. So you guys know where that is up there. They were talking about food additives when a kid asked how long a Twinkie would last. Roger said he didn't know, so they tested it. He retired in 2004 and handed it off to a student from that class who's now the dean of the same school.
Wow.
She has had it in a glass case on her shelf for 22 years.
Mike, I love this. I have video of the guy if you want to see what he looks like.
Yeah, let's take a peek at him. Let's do that.
Roger Bonatti. I'm a retired...
Sorry, hit it again.
Okay.
George Stevens Academy. And this is a few years ago, this interview. The ongoing Twinkie experiment that's now lasted more than 40 years. Well, this was a chemistry class, and in the chemistry class...
And that goes on, but that's what he looks like, that's what the Twinkie looks like. But after seeing him, don't you think he'd be more interested in about an 18-year-old Twinkie?
Yeah, he'd want a Twinkie that was, like, fresh.
Yeah.
Right out of the box. And he'd want more than one!
Yeah. Mike, you know who's really underrated is spokesman Twinkie the Kid.
Twinkie the Kid.
It was a cowboy that was a Twinkie. Yes.
Hi, I'm Twinkie the Kid. Twinkie the Kid.
There he is. Hey, Twink.
All right, so here it is. I have to put on my DJ voice for this. Happy National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day. It's the day you are traditionally supposed to toss it on the curb. It's always the 6th because the 12 days of Christmas ended last night. Per tradition, you're supposed to keep your tree up until all 12 days have passed. Is yours still up?
Mine is still up because I usually take it down on the 8th, Elvis's birthday.
Yeah, after Orthodox Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Elton. All right. The 8th, never a day later.
Ooh. No, take it down on the 8th. But it was a beautiful tree, and you know what? I still like seeing it, so it doesn't hurt my feelings.
We're also getting to the point where real trees are too dried up and not safe, so that's another reason. If you're not ready, do you have a real one, or you have a fake one?
I have a fake one, yeah. Too expensive to buy a real one anymore.
If you're not ready to put your fake tree back in storage yet, you know, you do you, but even if you're not traditional, it's probably time for the real ones to go. Technically, you're not supposed to take all your Christmas decorations down today. So if you're ready to start judging your neighbors for still having their lights up, there's your excuse.
Yeah,
I will tell you.
Just don't turn them on if you have your lights on outside.
My Chinese decorations did not last. And
You took them down like December 14th.
Yes, when I had a low battery charge, as you told me before. But it didn't. We didn't have decorations after
one cloudy day, and they were gone.
Humbug. That's the way I look at that.
What about, do you have your people that did the big Halloween decorations? Did they do Christmas in your neighborhood, Josh?
Yeah, did they put Christmas skeletons out there?
No,
hold on.
No.
Let me think. Let's say I am always John, $20 super stat,
Johnny.
Chat. I have nothing interesting to add, but money good. You're damn right. We appreciate all the super chats. Thank you very much. So did they do anything at all for that?
No. They're Halloween people.
Oh, so they're heathens.
Yeah, apparently so.
Let's do a little palate cleanser with some good news, shall
we? Thank you.
A woman near Houston was driving her baby on New Year's Day when their minivan went over an embankment and into a bayou. They're both okay after a homeless man got to them in a small boat. Last we checked, cops hadn't revealed his identity. In Norfolk, you spend some time down there, don't you?
Yeah, they have a motto, but I won't do it right now.
I didn't know they had an airport, but I guess they got all that military.
Yeah, sure.
So they're trying to track down the rightful owner of a teddy bear that got left behind shortly after Christmas at the airport. People online think it's a Build-A-Bear. If so, the company should have a registration for it. It doesn't have any happy ending. I don't know why they put that in here.
Well, Mike, if you want to know the motto, is hooray for Norfolk. We don't fight, nor drink, nor fuck, nor fuck, nor fuck.
Did that stop you in your tracks, Josh, a little bit?
Just thinking that he's got to edit that out. Not me.
Yeah. But it's, you know what? You know me, and if I hadn't said it, it would have been ringing around in my head all day. So
potty. An animal rescuer in Maryland named Amy Creel is in the news after a few more Amazon boxes showed up than she expected. She went on social media and asked people to donate food and other pet supplies for Christmas, and the internet came through in a big way. Thousands of boxes. You never know what's going to, jog people to do stuff. Maybe I should bring pets on the show. Maybe I should bring like a puppy in.
You've done
it.
The snake is probably not what people want to see, though.
I'll bring Jake in. Maybe I'll bring Jake in next week.
Is he 6 feet long yet?
He is close to it. Yeah.
Yikes, God.
He's close.
That damn thing.
Probably not. No, probably not 6 feet. No.
What if you
not.
Put a hem on the marketplace?
Put Jake on the marketplace?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sell Jake?
No, what if Jake got on Marketplace and bought things?
What if you crushed his food with the pill crusher?
There you go. Thank you. She joked that her poor Amazon driver probably hates her now. I would say that's a lock.
Yeah.
Right? And finally today, a Florida mailman is facing charges after he allegedly tried to run over a 10-year-old child for stealing a package he just left on someone's porch. 41-year-old William White Jr., bad guy. He
not
was
a good guy.
Delivering in Pensacola on December 27th when he saw some kid ride by on a scooter with a box that he just dropped off. Cops say he tried to hit the kid with his mail truck to get the package back, but luckily the boy was able to bail at the last second. He ended up in the hospital with an ankle injury. His scooter ended up under William's truck. He could have killed the kid.
Good Lord.
Told you those things are dangerous.
Here's the worst part. It turned out the kid wasn't actually stealing the package at all. William had dropped it off at the wrong address. The boy was just being nice and bringing it to his neighbor. It wasn't even his package. He was returning it. Williams now faces charges for theft, criminal mischief, and aggravated assault. And it's nice that this early in 2026, we can still remind ourselves that going postal is still a thing.
God.
An angry, stupid, unstable Florida thing. There you go.
When you have the magic of the post office and Florida in a story, it's two treats in one.
I didn't bring my wines in today, and I wanted to.
Is it because the bottles are empty, Mike?
They're not. I got them all over the weekend. Did they come on Sunday or Monday? I think Monday we got them.
Monday.
Oh, my God. I went on. I have an app on my phone that tells me about the quality of wine.
Yeah.
And just randomly, I pulled a couple of bottles out of my Naked Wines case of wine, and one of them was 3% in the country, 3% in the country, and top 6% of wines in the world.
Like top 3%. Wow.
Yeah. Incredible.
Because, you know, Mike, I'm thinking you got your wine over the weekend because you had a complaint about FedEx that you were going to address.
I think FedEx might have lied. I can get into that later. Actually, I moved past it. But they said that it was delivered and nobody was there. Well, we had somebody in the house all day because we knew the wine was coming. Listen, we're deep into winter. That means it's officially cozy night season, which is perfect for a great bottle of wine. And if you are going to a friend's house, just bring a bottle or two with you. Great wine is even better when it's shared. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. I love this company. Naked Wines is a wine club that directly connects you to the world's best independent winemakers. And I will tell you, they are the best. You can get world-class wine, and I proved it, delivered straight to your door. Use our code TMOS at NakedWines.com. Get $100 off your first order. That's 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. I was a hero this past Christmas thanks to my delicious bottles. How do they do it? Naked Wines brings you amazing wine straight from the winery at up to 60% less than what you would pay in stores. By cutting out the extra costs like middlemen, markups, winemakers can pass along those savings to you without skimping on quality. I love Naked Wines. Get the best wine at the best price with Naked Wines. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. You're going to get a great deal and you're going to get a great wine. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS. Click enter voucher and put in the code TMOS for both the code and password for $100 off your first order. 6 bottles, $39.99. If you love wine and you're a wine connoisseur, you will not regret this move. I am serious. Shipping included, $100 off your first 6 bottles, nakedwines.com/TMOS. Remember, the code and password is TMOS. 6 bottles, $39.99.
Can't beat
Absolutely incredible. All right. I want to talk to Rob Spiewak about either Bengals or the Patriot games.
Your choice. I like them both.
I'd like to hear about Bengals.
Okay.
I know the Patriot Games is some kind of Trump thing that's going on.
Yeah,
soon,
it's sort of like bringing the Hunger Games to the White House front yard. It's fun. It's very fun. What are you doing? Are you waving? Looks like you're bringing a jet in. Oh, it's your AI camera. You know what? I'll give the camera credit. It's gradual. It's not jerky when it moves around.
It's driving me nuts.
Yeah, I better.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Bengals is an I found out it's an app, but people aren't always using the app, and it has to do with New Year's resolutions.
And it's like bingo, but with AL at the end?
Yeah, bingo. And for people that have New Year's resolutions that they apparently don't want to take serious enough to actually enact them, you can download an app that puts a bingo board on your phone, and as you achieve your accomplishments for your resolutions, you mark them off, because people are idiots.
I like it.
Why?
Because no one's going to really do their New Year's resolutions anyway. And the question is, when do they check them off? But I like the idea of everything for these younger people is a game now. And
all
it's
right.
the gamification of everything. So now why not do it for your New Year's resolution?
And you know, who can blame it? It's a difficult world out there. People are suffering. Inflation's out of control. They're talking about AI taking all the jobs in the world in a few years. Everybody's freaked out. Let them make a game of it. No.
Mike, when you hear the ones that are... You can customize your Bingoal card, or you can go with the pre-made Bingoal card.
I think we should make a Bingoal.
I'll read you some of these.
You got one off the top of your head, a bingo?
Josh?
I don't make New Year's resolutions, so I don't have one.
Don't have to when you're perfect.
Yeah.
No, I just know they fail.
Do you have one this year, Mike?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Conquer the world.
Okay. How's it going? 6 days in?
Winning.
I went to the gym last night. Looks like that's on a lot of people's list.
Yeah, Robert went to the gym last night and came home. He said there was a line to get in.
It's gross. Yes, people are so stupid. We do everything at the same time in America.
You're right.
Shut up.
Here are some Bing goals, and you can tell me if you think
they're acceptable. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, please.
One of my Bing goals should be to eat less ice cream.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a great
one. Because that's my addiction. That's my food addiction. And there's just nothing good that comes out of pouring that in your body.
Mine is lame, but I came upon it towards the end of last year.
Stop stealing?
Mike, stop it. No fencing, no kiting checks, none of that. No, mine is to tell people that I love them more. Because you never know when is the Mike. I love you. But, you know, I got to thinking about it.
Love you right back, pal.
I was not the kind of guy that would say to my dad, I love you. And I thought, my God, we almost lost him to an infection at Thanksgiving. You want the last thing you say to someone to be meaningful.
By its very definition, the time we have spent together would be a banged up situation if when you and I part ways, whether it be death or the show or anything like that,
or arrest
for theft.
Well, that would be good for the show.
I hope you don't think I'm going to waste my one call on you guys.
No, and I don't know whether I would be motivated. It really depends on the location of the prison.
That's true.
Whether I'd go and say
I'm going to go to a cushy Loudoun County prison, Mike. Yeah, one right. With a round foyer.
Go to Patuxent.
Mike, here are some suggested Bing goals.
Okay.
Josh, you too. Let me know if you've either established these or think they're valid. And by the way, the center square, it is a 5x5 grid. The center square is free.
Of course. Oh, isn't that nice? That's wonderful.
Number one, meditate for 10 minutes.
But when do you cross it off?
After you meditate for 10 minutes.
So once?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Oh, I could cross this
off.
Boy,
this one, Bob McCarty, 2074. I like his. I resolved to, while handwriting numbers, make my twos look less like Z's.
Well, you know, that is valid, but I don't like twos with a loop. So it's going to, don't do that. You know, when you make a two with a loop is ugly.
Jason Watson, I just want to say, a naked wine drinker here, thank you for sharing that. That's great when you patronize one of our sponsors and you like it. I don't know. The whole thing seems like everything's got to have a spoonful of sugar. Do you notice that? Everything.
Read a new book.
Oh, is that yours?
No, these are all Bing goals that we suggested.
Give me another one.
Take an online course. But don't you feel our show is sort of an online course for people?
I am inundated with AI instruction for seniors. That's what I get. That's what I get. Learn AI. And the other one is take $20 and start investing today.
Yeah, that's I get that one.
Mm-hmm.
I got one from my aunt after I fell over the holidays. And she said, how would you like to come to Balance for Seniors with me? I said, I would not like that.
I will tease something we can discuss on tomorrow's show. Because maybe if I'm going to tease it, that means I will do it. I downloaded and paid for, like $24, an online exercise program. And I'll try it tonight.
Are you going to have the strongest clicking fingers in town? Is it exercise that is done online, like with mice and
keyboards? It is online, and it's something that I've always been curious about. And you get a lot of seniors that do it. It's apparently supposed to help with longevity. And
is it the walking Tai Chi one?
How did you know?
Well, Mike, they target all fat people.
It's seated Tai Chi.
Whatever, it's Tai Chi, yeah. And they say how you're going to look in 30 days, and all of a sudden you look like John Hamm. Yeah.
No, and then when I bought it, it kicked me to the... It asked 500 questions.
Yeah.
And when you finally buy the thing, it kicks you over to, like, a generic fitness website with 50 different programs, and I am not happy with that. But I figured I'd give it a whack.
You need a better resolution, like sending a thoughtful gift or plan a date night.
What do you mean, sending a thoughtful gift to who?
It just anyone. It counts on Bingo. You send a thoughtful gift. How about meet a new friend?
so much work.
You know, I talked to a dad that I rarely talk to last night, and had a really, really good time. I shook it up at my son's baseball practice, and I sat with the mean kids. And
you didn't write the team name on your chest again, did you?
No, but my friends from, south of the border were saying, hey, we thought you gave up on us when I walked over to them to say Happy New Year. So I got to, realize it's a sensitive climate when you're at these
You got to sit with them and ask about Maduro.
Yeah.
Maduro?
The guy Maduro. Yeah, Maduro.
Yeah,
Maduro.
That's what I said.
It's not Maduro.
Did I say A?
Yeah, you did. It sounded like
Maduro?
A new...
Is it Maduro? Maduro.
It's Maduro.
I think what Josh said is a Chrysler.
I was referring to his wife.
Are your people excited that they got this bad guy? Seems like...
my people was in the Republicans?
Yes.
I think so,
I think they're getting good reviews for this.
Are they excited about that or the fifth anniversary?
And by the way, don't get mad at me, Democrats. I understand it was a lawless move. I understand that. But listen, it is not exactly setting precedent when we go and grab a bad guy. And I said this the other day. Do I like anything about Trump? I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to admit that this guy, Maduro, was a bad dude. I haven't really done a deep enough dive to speak with any level of quality on this subject.
I know about this guy is he's bad with thank you notes, and he chews with his mouth open.
Well, put him on the bingo.
Mike, he should do this bingo. Volunteer in the community. Wouldn't you like the guy in Venezuela better?
That would, as some of you know how I feel about volunteering, right?
Yeah,
because I'm
your mom,
47-year volunteer in the state of Connecticut at the Children's Hospital, and she was great at what were you going
to
say?
Well, one day you'll get to it.
Yeah.
He's such an ass. You are such an ass.
Here's one that is, Mike, this is so fantastic. I wish someone could do this. Pay off a credit card.
That's a great ball bust. You got to pause for your brother once in a while when he really gets a zinger. What is it? Pay off the credit card?
Pay off a credit card. Good luck with that. I can't either.
Do that.
That's my goal this year.
It's like, do you guys know your interest rates on credit cards? What you're paying?
I have very little interest.
No, do you know what your interest rate is on your credit card?
I'm sure it's like 19%.
Mine's 24%.
Yeah,
that's
sure
too 20. High. You've got to transfer that. You can easily get, if you went to your bank and asked for a transfer, they'd give you 16%.
Okay.
We've done that.
Yeah, but that sucks too.
Well, yeah, but it sucks less.
Yeah. Maybe I will do that.
Mike,
I'm passive on that. That's where I'm passive on financial matters. And I'm going to end up like Mickey Rourke because of it. No.
Well, people can donate
to
you.
I've got my plan.
A master plan?
Yeah, I have a plan to solve a lot of my needs, Have a great day at work, honey.
Mike and I have resolved no more stealing from the medical community.
Good for you, you ass.
Thank you. Good. And that, Mike, so if you want to set up bingles, that's a bingles. There you go.
Bingles. Hey, speaking of my lovely wife who is really excited about her new opportunity, her new brick and mortar store right here in Fort Myers, come on down and visit Carla. New year, new you, and this time, let's actually make it stick. If weight loss has been on your mind or you're just tired of the food noise, the cravings, and starting over every Monday, Carla from Derm Glow Skin, woman I happen to be married to, has you covered.
Good
guy. Derm Glow Skin, you can access doctor-guided weight loss programs designed for real life. No gimmicks, no judgment, and yes, payment plans are available. HSA and FSA cards are welcome. And the other night I said, what are HSA and FSA? And you know what Carla said to me? If you have them, you'll know what I'm talking about. So let's leave it at that.
Thank you, dear.
Health savings account.
Getting started is easy.
Howard Stern Association.
Just head to dermglowskin.com and click on the weight loss button. After a quick online process, medical approval, and your medication shipped straight to your door. Right there to your door. And while you're there, Carla just opened a brand new Derm Glow Skin location, fully stocked with professional skincare. You can shop in-store or online. She ships everywhere, and she ships fast, so your skincare can have a new year glow to match your new year goals. Your bingles. One website, two wins, weight loss support, and glow-worthy skincare. Go to dermglowskin.com. That's dermglowskin.com, and start your new year the Derm Glow way.
It's a good time to do it.
Here's a tease for the bonus show because our boy Josh.
Oh, I know you're frothing at the mouth.
I have to talk about what's going
on. This is why I can't tell you things ahead of time.
I know, but I can be excited about this discussion because I really am looking forward to it. I had another dad talking to me about that subject. The subject is e-bikes. We'll be covering that on Friday's show. So,
excellent.
I'm looking forward to
it. Will you be demoing yours?
Sure.
As we take the camera outside. That.
As long as the mailman doesn't run over them.
Programming note, we are scheduling later in the week a call to KCJJ because we have a programming change out there. The show is now going to be midnight. Isn't that right, Rob? We're going to be on at midnight.
But they're adding extra commercials for your convenience, and the show's now going to run 3 hours. So it's midnight to 3 a.m. Midnight to 3:30 a.m.
Now, what are they really doing?
They're moving us to, you know, we always had sort of a floating start time, about 4:30-ish. And they're moving us to a solid 5 o'clock start time because people were complaining they couldn't listen to the show when they got out of work.
So it's drive time.
Yeah, right. So we're officially in drive time now, which is great.
Go ahead.
One more programming note that those that watch live on YouTube, tomorrow's show will be recorded in the afternoon.
3 p.m.
Right. 3 o'clock.
3 p.m. Tomorrow. Josh is, getting over to his other job as a technician, smart expert, supervisor, operations guy for his new company.
And HR as well. He handles all HR.
Josh, this is the way my mind works now. Yes. Because, I think, as you both know, I like it when everybody's doing whatever they can to get by and and your other gig, we were all very, very happy for you.
Pay off those credit cards.
Pay off those credit cards. I have
and make
a question,
a new friend.
Though. There's something that you arranged for us in 2025 that I can't stop thinking about how much fun I had. And that
the
is
cruise?
The cruise. And yes. My son, driving to school yesterday, driving home from school, says to me, Dad, I had such a good time. I want to do it again. So I am formally now laying this on it. You are able to work remotely, correct, on your new job as well? You can do that, right?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. I
that's
can do the cruise.
I really think that that would be special.
I was thinking some of the feedback we got from people who could not go on the cruise was not like in the December time frame.
Okay.
Because it was tough for teachers with the end of the semester, and then it was tough for people financially with Christmas in mind, even though they were paying for it ahead of time.
And
I
understand it 100%.
That. Yeah. We based that in the fact that our live shows have always been well attended and enthusiastically embraced in November because it was sort of that dead zone. But we were so close to Christmas this time, it was sort of an impedance. So we got to keep that in mind.
So I was thinking.
Yes, go ahead.
I was thinking, what if we push it to like January, February next year?
I would
love
that.
Because then we could give almost a year's notice for people to start signing up and start marking their calendars and
also,
and getting the time off work.
This is so great because before the show, when Mike and I were talking, this is such a weird time of year. Like it's mentally unsettling.
Oh, because February is my least. I lost my dad in February, and once the Super Bowl is over, a lot of people just hang their head because it's a terrible sports time right after the Super Bowl.
There's nothing to look forward to.
Absolutely nothing to look forward to in the world of sports. So that's there too. I think February might work. I think that might be cool. Let's start working on it.
It is our fabulous Lincoln's birthday cruise.
Now I will tiny. Just minuscule little caveat, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. You know, I am 66 and I will be 67. So, let's not dawdle.
And Mike, we are just a little more than 2 months out from birthday season.
It's birthday. I'm very excited.
It's going to be a big one this year.
Do you think it's too early for me to start dropping, reminders that this particular year as I turn, it's a significant number, 6'7".
What?
Oh, I hope that's over before June.
I would really, really, that's so selfish, but it's
what?
So me. Just to tell Carla to start saving up to get me a really nice gift.
No, that's, Mike, what that is, that's help. That's a resolution right there. That's your bingo.
I really would like a gift.
Yeah, you know how they say take $20 a day and invest? What if she took $20 a day and set it aside? Do you know how much money she'd have by your birthday?
And how much? Do you know? Can you do the math? You're a math guy. How many days?
Well, so your birthday is June 19th, right?
Yeah.
So let's call that February, March, April, May, June. Let's call it 5 months. That's 150. Okay. Yep. That's $3,000.
Fantastic.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
For my birthday, it would be $400.
Yeah.
That is really, hold on just a second. All right.
Oh, what have you got? Your calculator? Your calculatrix?
I'm going to give her a call.
Okay.
I'm give her a call. Because I know she's not working until
$20 a day. No big deal.
That's nothing. That's a cup of coffee nowadays or a hamburger.
Hello?
Is it too early for me to start talking to you about my birthday?
Yes.
Rob
Tell
said.
Tell her I disagree.
Rob said if you save $20 a day for my birthday, by June, by my birthday June date, you'd have almost $3,000 to get me a really cool gift.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just have to start doing that.
See?
No. That's a hard no when she talks like that. That's it. I just gave a nice, really nice Dermglow Skin commercial for you, and I know you're really, are you at
worth
your...
Worth about $3,000.
No, that's right. Actually,
yeah. Absolutely. Worth about $3,000. What's that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go there right now.
Oh, you're not there yet.
No, but my employee is.
She's working with, can I say who you're working with?
Yeah.
She's working with her mom, which is,
that is
a
so
thrill
great.
For her. Yeah, her mom's the director of first impressions at Dermglow Skin here in Fort
Myers. She makes me lunch and snacks.
That's wonderful.
This very day, Robert is substitute teaching in Carrie's classroom.
There it is.
It's crazy.
Nepotism goes a long way. Listen, I wanted to say I'm proud of you and keep up the great work and really have fun at that wonderful new place. That's
Thank you.
Awesome.
It looks amazing, Carla.
Bye.
Yeah, just $20 a day.
Okay,
that's all.
Bye. Thank you. Yeah, there you go.
Mike, you should stop supporting all those kids overseas and take that money and put it towards your birthday.
Yeah, I think so. Selfish? Damn right it is.
That's I mean, you've got your days are numbered. It's time to be selfish.
And think about it. If other people besides Carla also start setting $20 a day aside.
Stop that. No, that goes right to you guys, too. That's the show. Hey, everybody, I want to talk about Supercast.
Oh.
Supercast is the new platform for our bonus show.
Hey, you fixed the music.
Thank you.
Through the years, we have handled some complaints about the show, and we've always tried to fix the problems. 2026 is no different. We listened to what you had to say. No, we're not going to give Josh a haircut. That surprised me. But we do have a glorious upgrade to our distribution system.
Some of it really fine.
That will make your life so much easier. It's called Supercast. You got me with that one. And it will get your bonus show in 3 easy steps. It'll get it to you. When you subscribe, you'll get an email. You open it on the device you will use to listen to this podcast. For most people, that's their phone. Then click your preferred podcast player icon. That opens up the app and imports your private feed. Imports your private feed to your private feed?
Imports your private feed because it's yours.
It's your private feed. When you add it to your podcast app, it'll say The Mike O'Mara Show for Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, okay. Very cool.
Finally, click subscribe and you're done. Honestly, it's that easy. You can even give gift memberships. We really, really would love you to do that this year. Give them to loved ones. Every current bonus show member has been sent an email to set up their new account. If you have prepaid for the year, you'll get an exclusive code for 1 free year. If you are monthly, you'll get January free if you've already paid. It's all except, well, then technically it's not free.
Well,
it's
it
not
is
technically
on the,
free. It's you already paid for it on the old platform.
Yeah.
So you get the new one.
But it's free on
really
Supercast.
Really sounds like that copy, though, was written by a grifter.
No, it says free on the website when you do it.
If you have any questions, we would love to hear from you. Josh at MikeOmaraShow.com.
And if you're one of those guys that's emailing me and messaging, I'm happy with the old platform. I'm not going to change. I canceled you yesterday.
Okay.
Everyone's
Tough
accounts
love,
got canceled
Mike.
Yesterday
Tough
because
love.
You have to move to the new platform.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that I hope there weren't too many of those people that were being curmudgeons. I hope, please. Would you like to tell me whether there were or not? You know,
we have a lot of people that don't like change.
Yeah.
And you have to encourage them that the change is good.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not only better for the show, but better for you, the individual.
Yep. Making the bonus show easy to access will help you help us, because the bonus show remains the best way you can support TMOS. Take it away, Rob Spiewak. Go ahead.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry.
Oh, say it and win, Mike.
Say it and win.
Say it and win.
A perfect age group for me when I was growing up for television was The Muppets. Sesame Street's only a couple years older than me. My mom loved Sesame Street. She was really early on figuring out that this is for grown-ups too. The Muppets have serious grown-up jokes as well as kids' jokes.
Okay.
And I remember The Muppet Show very well. And normally I would be against bringing back a facet of my childhood, but I think this promo for ABC looks pretty good. If, here we go.
It's the return of the Muppet Show. Back on the very stage.
Makes
where
me
it
smile.
All
yep.
And then ended. And is maybe starting again, depending on how the night goes.
You are an icon.
Oh. You're too sweet.
Come so on. The executive producer.
That's okay.
It's always been a dream of mine to be here.
Ooh. Got any other dreams?
I mean, they're going to have a bunch of celebs come on that show, right?
Yeah, well, it's back. It's like bringing back sort of an old variety show format. I think it's very cool.
I hope they're doing. You know what sucks to me, though, really? That I have to look at executive producer Seth Rogen and then see Seth Rogen. That just leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
If that's the cost we have to pay to get it back, it's not like he's going to be on every week.
So what?
He's just funding the money.
And right now they're only promising one episode.
Well, no, that's the premiere. That's at least two, because
we got
saw two stars
super chat. I want to say L. Goen 2853 says, Happy New Year. I'm a bonus show subscriber. God bless you real good, L. Goen. We appreciate your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, getting back to that, you know, Rob, really, doesn't that just kind of I think it's going to be great.
I'd prefer to see, like, Disney Presents or Jim Henson Productions Presents.
You know what? It is only one episode.
Oh, and both the stars are on it?
It says featuring Sabrina Carpenter as the guest star and Seth Rogen as the producer, aiming to recapture the classic variety format and potentially lead to a full series.
I hope it does. I think Muppet Show was a good enough product and a wide variety of celebrities that would come on. I think it's great for kids. It's great for adults. Please do it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can grab the classic episodes online, and they're very, very funny. That's all
I'll tell you right to the bank.
Mike.
Yeah.
You got to be careful if you're going to get in a fight. You got to be careful if you're going to get in a fight at Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. And you got to be careful if you're this guy.
Argument nearly turned deadly on New Year's Eve.
By the way, I know that it's nice to use chroma key to give a new background to your anchor, but
here
that...
I am on a cobblestone street right outside Ben Franklin's window.
Yeah, it's pretty sucky. Mm-hmm. Sorry, let's go back to him.
Nearly turned deadly on New Year's Eve. Aubrey Darby, police say a woman intentionally ran over her boyfriend with her car. All of it caught on video.
Intentional.
It's hard to watch, but the man walked away from this without serious injury.
Hard to watch.
He's okay.
Along Westchester Pike on Wednesday afternoon. Today, authorities have a message for the woman who was allegedly behind the wheel. Action News reporter Becca Hendrickson live at Opry Darby this
morning. Well, are we going to see
that's
it
all
or
they're
going to
show us?
No.
Is that it?
There's more.
Well, it's badly done.
Don't be fussy. This will be worth it.
Wrong way up Westchester Pike. You see her bumper still on the ground there. They say that she actually hit this truck here, and that likely lessened the impact on her boyfriend, who she ran over.
He's okay.
Right, here we go. Oh, wow.
See?
My God.
After police say his girlfriend chased him down, drove the wrong way on Westchester Pike, and ran him over.
Now, what did he do?
There she is.
Green is facing charges, including attempted murder.
I just hear a crash, and I look outside.
She would have killed him.
Yeah.
I don't think that the 12-year-old is the witness you want for this murder attempt, but
that's a good ad for Puma.
It is.
Car destroyed from the front end.
12-year-old Musa Hussein heard it happen on New Year's Eve after 3 p.m. from inside of his dad's car shop.
If we didn't have this truck, you would have been not alive.
Yeah, there you go, kid.
Yeah, that's it. So you got to be careful, Mike.
Yeah, hell hath no fury, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, have you heard of DeLand, Florida?
Yep.
Yeah. You got to be careful with your guns.
Or is it DeLand?
I don't know.
No, it's DeLand.
DeLand, okay.
It's a little north of Orlando.
Right.
And, you know, I know people love to celebrate, and celebration is fun, but please, please, please be careful.
We start in Volusia County tonight, where a DeLand family says several gunshots came through their home overnight.
When it was all said and done, one bullet seen here in the upper left-hand corner right behind me narrowly missed the family sleeping in bed. Western's Gail Pascoe Brown is live at the Volusia County Sheriff's Office, where deputies say people celebrating the new year with gunfire is the cause. Gail.
Absolutely, Stuart. According to this arrest report, Axel Gomez said that he, Amy Gomez, and Ken Newball were celebrating New Year's Eve by firing ammunition into the ground.
Oh my God.
Now, those shots came way too close for one family.
We're just very lucky to be alive, and it could have had a different ending.
That's because bullets struck this couple's DeLand home on 7th Avenue on New Year's Eve night.
Don't shoot guns into the ground.
I saw many posts on social media from the police before New Year's saying, don't use your guns to celebrate. I didn't know we had to tell people this.
Yeah, well, you know, come on down here to the Sunshine State, you know? Everybody's
got
Mike, guns.
When you were in Manassas, you weren't that far away from celebration gunfire either. I mean, it just, it happens. The further you get away from, I don't know, a transportation hub, the more likely you're going to get.
As the late, great John Madden would say, you know, boom!
And also, don't shoot them in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Those bullets have to come down somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, were they? Because the story said they were shooting them into the ground.
Right, but maybe they had been drinking and their aim was off because the ground became this people's house.
Or it was a ricochet.
It's a ricochet.
Yeah. Could be. Yeah,
but I think Mike had a good point. Mm-hmm. How many family members were in that bed?
Yeah, so the family was sleeping. But
Mike,
you know,
it was New Year's. Let them.
They didn't
mention
any kids. I heard three adults mentioned in a bed on New Year's Eve. Perhaps they were really ringing in the new year. Am I right, ladies?
That wasn't the only thing that got shot into the ground. let's close with this, Mike. The Hershey Bears.
Great AHL hockey team, ladies.
Great
and gentlemen.
Organization, but they had their 25th annual Bear Toss. And I always love this video.
Was that before Christmas or after Christmas?
I think this was during the Christmas break. I don't know the exact
date. It's
usually
around Christmas time they do those.
But this is fun.
They do the best one.
Yeah, hey, McKenna, that is absolutely
Mike, that's Taylor Hess.
It has been an amazing night here as the Hershey Bears take on the Rockford.
Don't you love her on Landman as the daughter?
This is a great night at the AHL game. Boy, oh boy, look at these effing Bears.
Here's Taylor Hess. Here we go.
Take it away, Taylor.
Yeah, hey, McKenna, that is absolutely right. It has been an amazing night here as the Hershey Bears take on the Rockford IceHawks. So if you've never been to a Hershey Bear Toss, here's what happens. So the crowd brings in their best
stuffed
animals. Then once the Hershey Bears score their first goal, they throw them all onto the ice. So take a look at this special moment right here on your screen as it was raining teddy bears here in the Giant Center. This year marks the 25th season.
They do it when the home team scores.
Right, first goal.
They just scored. Here they come. Here they come.
Look at it.
Look at this. The Bears.
Record by collecting over 102,000
teddy bears.
The game kicked off at 3, and just minutes later, the Bears took the lead, scoring their first goal.
Sucks for the away team, though.
It does. Yes. It does. Only of those thousands of Bears that were thrown, Mike, only two were live Bears, which is good.
Yeah, and I got in trouble one year. Somebody was a really uptight security person.
Ah, the worst.
I had a beautiful Waterford Crystal Bear that I threw down there. I don't know what that means. I don't even know what I mean. I don't even know where I am. You know what I mean?
Mike's beautiful crystal bear collection.
My crystal bear. I have a lovely set of figurines, all bear themed. That's it. We gotta get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, and I will talk about my new regimen that I think I'm going to do tonight. Tai Chi in a seated position.
And also, Mike, I would like tomorrow to talk about the country of Finland, if that's okay.
The Finnish. The Finns.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not talking about the Jimmy Buffett kind of Finn.
No, to the left of me and to the right.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Josh Ciroka and Rob Spiewak, Michael O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Why don't you love me?
Mike is very, very, very attractive.
How about that?